Yad Kislev is today, and we're chazering Shirum beginning from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Think about that for a minute. It's a little bit awesome. Okay, so Siyata Deshmaya. We're beginning Masech Yevamos all over again, and Av Beis Amud Aleph. Av Beis Amud Aleph. We spent some time on the bottom Tosis on Beis Amud Aleph. Tosis Akasha, the Mishnah says over here, if there's an Isha who's an Erva, so there's no Yibam of Chalitza. Not only that, but even the Tzara, the co-wife, there's no Yibam of Chalitza. Fine. And the whole series of Arayas are found in the Mishnah. Frek Tosis, Ve'en Lahakshos, the Nida Teyasa Li'abim. Nida. Every time a woman's a Nida, at the moment of the Ptira of the husband, there should be no Din of Yibam. Okay? Afal pi shemitaheres, even though she can go to the mikvah, achakach, no. Kimo achos ishto, she'ein misyabemes, afilu mesa ishto achrechein, even if the sister dies subsequently, it doesn't matter. And, so here too? It says no. Lo domi dachos isha v'shara rayos ha'isir omen ala yavam tvei mishar b'nei odom. Avol nida, L'chule alma asira. Okay? Nida's different. Nida's prohibited to everybody. Everybody. Okay? If you take a look, Rabbi Osei, in the Tosus HaRosh. You know, it's our first Maramukim, I think, with this Tosus HaRosh. You have it in the back, you all have it. On that base, please. He adds just a few words he adds. Okay, Tosus HaRosh. She'isa mayama tfei mi'al t'cha b'nei odom. Avonida l'chulam asura. Then he adds the following words. V'lo mikriya erva. De'ena asura mishum kuruva. So the Rosh adds, Anita is not considered an erva. That's what Tosus HaRosh also means. Isn't that so explicit? Tosus HaRosh is explicit. Anita is not considered to be an erva. An erva is incestual relationships. Okay? This is what's called, it's not considered to be an erva. As a matter of fact, the Gemara Daf Memtes, this is Chaza briefly, on Daf Memtes, the Gemara tells us as follows. The last line of Amud Aleph. Hakomodin bebol hanida she'ein avlad mamzer. What does it mean, an avlad mamzer? We pask in Alokha Lamaisa that chayvei krisus, usually there is a mamzeris. And neither is it. There is chayvei krisus. Says Rashi, afagav the koy bekores, in a vlad mamzer. Where did it come from? The tafsi b'kiddushin. How do you know that's true? Shenema v'sihini dasa alav, afil b'shasni dasa tafsi b'kiddushin. That's not the pshut l'shem mikra. Chazad dash v'sihi l'shem havaya, which means kiddushin. So this is tfisas kiddushin, and there is no mamzeris. So here's a conundrum. Normally, everything goes together. Kores, no tfisas kiddushin, and mamzeris. Here, when it comes to nida, this kares, but to the contrary, there is tfisas kiddushin, and there's no mamzeris. Now the question becomes, what is it? So how do you define this? Is nida an erva, or is nida not an erva? So Tosus is saying over here, nida is not an erva. Nida is not an erva. Tosus HaRosh says so explicitly. Fine. The halacha of Isa Erva, that's a mefurisha Mishnah. I mean, it's true. It says Chamesh Esrei Noshim, but the expression of Erva, which is is found over here on the Mishnah of Chofam and Aleph. Klal Amru B'Yavama, Kol She Isa Erva Locholeth Es Lomas Yabemes. Neither is simply not an Isa Erva. Okay, fine. Now, exactly what is Tosus Kasha? What is Tosus Kasha? The Gemara has over here on Daf Chaf whole discussion, important discussion. The last line on Amud Aleph: Kol Ol Yibum Ol LeChalitza, V'Chol She'ein Ol Yibum Ein Ol LeChalitza. That's the last line on Chaf Amud Aleph in Masechta Yevamos. The Gemara says Chayve Krisus. This is going over to Chav from the base. Lo Tafsin of the Kiddushin. Right? Ain't all of the Yibum. Ain't all of the Chalitza. Chayve Lavin. Tafsin of the Kiddushin. So therefore, they can have Midorais, they can have Yibum, they can have Chalitza. Based on this, Reb Chaim Brisker understood Tosus Kash over here that we say that a woman should not only Te'osa Liyavam at that moment in time, but she should be also liyavam as Tosas Kasha forever. Why forever? Because of the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph. That's what the famous Mishnah. We're not going into the. This is our only time we really spoke a little bit about the laws of Yibum. Ha'ol v'nesra alav shoachas, as it's known in the Yeshiva Shevel, Nesra. I mean, if it's Nesra shoachas at the moment of the death of the husband, so then there's no Yibum forever. Here too, it should be Nesra, okay? However, within the Kasha of Tosus, Ein Lahakshas Tanita Teosa Liabim, but even in the Kasha, Reb Chaim says, Tosus understood that you had to have a Chalitza. You had to have a Chalitza because Tasib Kiddushin, it's like Chayve Lavin. That's how Reb Chaim understood the Kasha. However, there are others who say differently. They say that the kasha is different. Not only that, neither should not only not have a possibility of yibum, but more than that, tiftar tzarasa. Right? Tiftar tzarasa. So therefore, the Tana of our Mishnah should have mentioned neither as one of the chamesh esrei shebin sheish esrei nashim. Poltros Tzarasen. This is what different people suggest. If you look, we saw this in the Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbi Osai. Just take a look on the back again. Tos Rabbeinu Peretz said that way on Daf Tes. Oman Aleph. Mayiria Tetani Chamesh Esrei Noshim Shishvi Shesh Esrei. Tema. List le nami nida shenirul b'shas tefila, and therefore we should say it's potus tzarasein. It's different than Reb Chaim. I've been a parrot against Reb Chaim. Ben a parrot says that the toast of the kash is holding that mamish it should even part of the tzaras. Obviously that would kash would hold. There's no yibum. There's no chlitza. There's nothing. Nothing. Zero. Okay. Fine. Good. Rabosai, so what did Tosus answer? How did Tosus answer the Kasha? Tosus answers, Nida is different. Why is Nida different? So we explain Pshat, it's not an Erev at all. Not an Erev at all. Okay, fine. Right now, however, she's Eina Ola Liyibum. Let's take a look in the Rush. The Rush is more clear. Rabosai, please turn to the Rush. Simon Bays, if you don't mind. Perek Aleph Simon Bays. We'd like to look inside whenever we can. Yei Sholin. Isha Shoysa Nidik Shemez Barat Teyosu Lisyabim Afilu Tovlo Akachos Isha. They say, no. That's Harayah says, because Kurva Nida Asulichol Lakol. So therefore, she's not, as he said in the Tulsi Rosh, she's not considered an Erva. Fine. V'yafagav the lav bas yibum he b'shas nidasa. And if you did a yibum, then it wouldn't work. It sounds like chalitzasa chalitza. The chalitza works. The chalitza would work fine. Why? With a small aleph is shanei nida shomeres litbo l'latayr kederach kol anoshim. The Rosh is assuming now that yibum would not be good because he's a kares, but chalitza is good anyway. But oh, the second terrorist in the Rush. The afim bolea benidosa kuna. Psochem da fein bezim and bezim. This is found in Tosfos as well. Sugya. Ish to nida bol chayav yivim to nida bol potter. Why of a mitzvah? Mashva de kanila in bolea. Therefore, it's considered to be ole li yibam. So, two tewitzim in the Rush and in Tosfos, would the yibam work at a time that she is a Anita. Fine. It's a separate teretz. Separate teretz. Okay? Fine. Good. According to the first teretz, Pashup Shad. No! No! If you did even with an Isak with a Nida, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. Question is, why wouldn't it work? So he's over in Avera, it's a big deal. He's over in Avera. So that's a whole complicated discussion. Would it or wouldn't it work? I'm not going to go into that right now because I want to get to the next topic. Just reminding you that it's a little complicated. Fine. And just to give you one snippet, we're comparing and contrasting this Yisod to Ese Velos Ase, Sugan Daf Chof. And some suggest as follows. Ese Velos Ase means a woman is not only, if it's only a Los Ase, it'd be the Raisa Ese Doch Los Ase. If it's Ese Velos Ase, it's different than Moses Daf Chof. There we can argue, as some suggest, that Ese Velos Ase is a Chisaron in the Ishus. That's how the Brisker Rav phrased it. It's a chesaron in the ishus. It's not just a, if it's just a love, as the Dochel also say. Here's a chesaron in the ishus. When it comes to a nida, Briskerov explains, it's not considered a chesaron in the ishus at all. It's a side point. It's a side problem. They compare it to a case of an oderes, old story, and an afkuf yud aleph, a different story. Okay, I'm just giving you some highlights. The Rambam disagrees with all this and says that a nida is an erev. Says the Beferish, a nida bechlal arayis, the perek dalad, halach alf, and nuchos yisuri bi. Says the Minchas Chinuch nafkamina, yehoreg v'al yavor. Yehoreg v'al yavor. Wow. So the Chora, is an erev or not an erev? Come along of Shimon Shkop, with a real Tzvei Dinim approach. Reb Shimon says as follows. Reb Shimon says right over here in his Chidushim, the very beginning of Masechta Yevamos. The Nida, forgive the expression, as a Chefza, is not Erva. But the Bia is a B.S. Erva. So we can suggest, Rebbe, say, Yehorg Val Yavar, even according to Tosis, it's a Maisa Gili Arayis with the beer. But to knock out the Zika, you require that she herself should be a Chefza, which is not applied to neither. This is remarkable. Distinction of Reb Shimon. And he says that based on the Gemara, Abosai, on Daf Nun Dalet Oman Aleph from the Sechti of Oms. That's what we're actually supposed to start, but he had a next Zman. We're supposed to begin our discussions from Nun Gimel and Beis. In the beginning of the sixth parak, if people want to know where we're starting, if you have any time over the winter break, start as we said, the game plan so far was working. So we're supposed to start at the sixth parak. So there in the Gemara, as in there over here, Abosai, the first wide line on the Dalam and Aleph, Ha'me'ula minayin la ha'arah min ha'torah. Ha'arah is the beginning of the beer. Shenem av isha sheishka is isha dova, it's a nida. So with mikan la'arah min ha'torah, ashkecha nida. Sharayas minayin. Oh, is it going back and forth? How do you derive from nida? You know why, says Reb Shimon? That's a din in the Maisabir. Din in the Maisabir. However, Reb Shimon quotes, in the Torah's Kohanim, they require a separate ribui to answer what they call kiruv basar when it comes to a nida. Right? It says, Ishal kol she'er basar lo sikul legalas erva. The nida is a special din. A special post to require Easter. Why don't we derive from Hekesha to Shararayas? No. So then in the Chefta Shalerva. The Chefta Shalerva. Of course, what bothered me was that's Sher Bisaro. What about Eishas Ish? Whoa, do you mean to tell me that by Eish Chas V'Sholom, not even for a second, perish the thought. Do you mean to tell me by Eishas Ish, which is not an Ida, and she's not Sher Bisaro, not an incest, there's no Easter of Kira Basa, Chas V'Sholom, to even think such a thing. So how do you know it? So the Malbim says in Chumash, it's derived from Nida. It's derived from Nida. So, derived from Nida. And in the sad case which we spoke about, of someone who is unfortunately has SSA, So the Minchas Chinuch says that it's even Kiruv Basta with a male would be prohibited. Just mentioning it to you for the Minchas Chinuch. Okay. That is a discussion which we're not going into now about mitzvah bo b'aveira. Tosis suggests over here in Aveis the ball anida is kino. What happened to mitzvah bo b'aveira? How can you? So Rabbi Chanan asks this kasha. And he says that the mitzvah is, if the mitzvah is not the action but it's the result, you don't apply the principle of mitzvah bo b'aveira. Here it's the kinyan is the mitzvah. That's the result. Others say the mitzvah is what we call the hakam Hashem, trying to have children, because the person died without children. Others say, so you don't have a mitzvah. Who cares? We mentioned that from Nun Dalim and Avish, but we're going to begin next month. Well, we're actually beginning on Nun Gimel and Beis in the Mishnah, where we learn in the Sugya, Havoy Yevimto Ben Beshogi Ben Bemezi Ben Beonis Ben Beratzen is Kona. So it comes, you don't need a mitzvah. Onus. Okay. Just mentioning to you briefly. Fine. There's a whole lump of shavard. Is the mitzvah the kinyan? Is the mitzvah the maisabiyah? Again, not going into that nakuda. The last line that Tosfos points out over here, the very, very end, and that Beis Amin Aleph. For Od Nira L'Chalek, take a look here, the last, how many lines? 5 lines. What does it mean, Od Nira L'Chalek? That means as follows. That even if Nida is like an Erevah, mamish an Erevah. Like the Rambam said, a full Erevah. We're not making a distinction to Rav Shimon, the full Erevah. Nonetheless, Rav Osai, the principle of Nesra does not apply. Why not? This is follows. Normally, what's Pshat in Nesra? Drachea Dache Noam, Mishle Gimel. More pays item at base. I remember Rav Unterman, Zichron Levochem, when he came to Yeshiva to talk about the Chilul Shabbos for a non-Jew, he invoked the Gemara in the Rav's pays item. Drachei Dachei Noam, and on that basis, he wanted to say he can be Mechal Shabbos for a Nochri. The Rav was basically ballistic. I mean, if I may use that word when he heard that, that's absolutely not true. Drachei Dachei Noam, Rav Unterman was saying, you see, in Pasim, Dina Doraisa, based on Drachei Dachei Noam. No, that's. Because they were darshan based on that, but to say a new din in the 20th century, that the halacha, he was very much upset with that reference. I'm just reminding myself when I see this Gemara. Okay? So he says over here, why is that? It's not Darche Noam. Terrible thing. Can you imagine? First there was no Zika, then you suddenly make a Zika after the Chalitza, she's married somebody else. It's crazy. I will need a Darche Noami to the Balanami Shikulahamtan Achatitoya. It's considered Darche Noam. So it's not Darche Noam that you have to man can be with his wife. Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and his Chochmah decided that for a week or longer of the month, they shouldn't be together. That is Darche Noam. So therefore, the fact that she's an Erev Mamish at the time of the Misas Abal should have no relevance. A week later, she goes to the Mikvah, she can have Yimish, she can have Chalitza, with no problem. Okay? After Rabbi Osman, my introductory passage for today, for which reason we started a little bit earlier. And now we come to the main topic for today, which is Kiddush Tos. Beis Amid Beis. Yes, sir.
Rav Shimon, we said, held that he thought that even close to the old of Yarav Liyavah for that.
That's correct.
That was the point of the mice, that was mice that everybody even knows.
That's what he said. Yes, sir.
If it was Mitala or by Bernie, the wouldn't make her Eshara. If there's no mitzvah, then does it matter?
Ah. Good question. So Tosis is not going that way. He says, "I hear we are going, but I don't know. If you look in the Kovat Ta'aris, he raises the question. It's in Simon Yud Aleph at the beginning. Maybe I don't want to put words in his mouth. I don't remember the exact phraseology. But both say now Beis and Beis on the magical words O Shenimtza Islandis. Tosis says the Islandis Kiddushay Tosain Lohoisa Aishis Achiv." Okay, so if it's islandess, then of course the marriage is presumably not a marriage. Okay, so the Mishnah says over here, Abosai, "Vekulan in meisu or mianu or shenisgarsh or shenimtzu islandess sarosein mutaros." Fine, says Tosfos, "Tema, We learn in Daf Samach Aleph, Kot Nuktana Locholtzim Lomiyab. Tana Shematimatze Islands. Fretas Mimonashach. Vamai Tisyabe Mimonashach. Vim Eino Island is Shapem Miyabin. Fine, no nothing wrong. Vim He Island is Namishari. Why? Tlohoiso Aishis Ochiv. They're not related. The marriage is no marriage. This is a bombshell kasha. A bombshell kasha. I think we saw four terutzim right over here. Two in Tosis and two in Tosis Yishan. Let's review briefly. Omer Rabbi Natan, Dahi Bekibla Ilave. As you find in Sanhedrin as well. What does that mean? An island is Kiddushay Tos if you didn't know about it. If you know about it in advance, it's not called Kiddushay Tos. That's what we're talking about. The case in the Samachafi that he knew about it. That's terrorist number one. Terrorist number two. For Rabbi Rabbeinu Avraham, mi Burgvila, Tirits. Benim says, Islandis Bechaye Ha'ach, Behikpid. Avali Ach Amisa, Dilma Hoya Kayam, Lohaya Makpid. It all depends when the discovery of the Islandis took place. So therefore what? If it took place afterwards, we shouldn't say that they were never married. Veloni here. The Pedicatari Bidal Sefta Perik Aleph, Nimtu Islandis, Bain Bakai Habal, Bain Liachamiso, Soroseyan Mutoros. Means they were never married. So you see that they were never married, in either case, they were never married. Now what's the Hava mean of Rami Brugaila? Why does he think? What's Pshat? So before we get to the how to learn Pshat, let's read the Tosfos Yeshanim as two more terutzim. Tosfos Yeshanim, you see it on the side, Aleph. Rav Yaakov Mikruvil Beforish, the Maya Amris Dilma Islandasi, Vim Kain Lo Hoyes Aishas Achiv, Fisha Ilu Hoy Yodea, She Islandas Lo Kitcha, Kimo Kain Nami, Imo Yodea Bebirur, She Yomus, Shiktana, Lo Yaak, but it was Man Muat, Kol Kachim Yalanis. In other words, what are we going to say? He doesn't know, so it's a toss, he doesn't know she's an Islandas. Wait a minute. He also doesn't know he's going to die so early while she's still a Ktana. Had he die, had he know he's going to die then, it wouldn't have mattered to him. How do we explain this? The Gemara is not pay what the various Simone Islandis are. Simone Islandis, which take place after the age of 12. Look on the Pam and Bays. Gemara is, I think, four Simone or something like that. What's an Islandis? This is over here on both sides, last few narrow lines. What does Simon and Islandis has? Ein lo dadim, u miskashe b'shas tashmish, ein lo shipulim ayim kenoshim, kola ova, right? Four Simonim. And both say all these four Simonim only come to the fore after she turns 12. Because until she turns 12, none of these things really apply. Right? So, all these things make her, how should we say it, forgive the expression, less feminine. Therefore, the man doesn't want to be with her. But he doesn't expect it to be feminine until she turns 12. If he marries her before, he understands very well. Until 12, she's just a plain girl. Okay? When she turns 12, she becomes a woman. Okay? Well, he understands that. He knows that going in. So therefore, had he known that he would die before she turned 12, he would never live to marry, be married to a woman. Only married to a girl. So a girl is a girl. Might not come in as a girl who will one day become an Alice, the girl will one day become a woman. It's a man of Kamina. He's dead before that anyway. That's the Tosis, of course, of Rimi Kravil. And what is the Tosis Shana second Teretz? Oh, dear Shlomo. The hard Arminon, Ktana, Aina, Messiah, Benes, Shema, Timotei, Islandis, Haino, Liftor, Tzoros, Alinos, Elishuk, the Shema, Timotei, Islandis, Venim, Sashiesh, Liyabe, Matsara, Fishat, Tzara, Zakukolo, Faino, Kiyacha. In other words, this is a Balabatash answer. All we're saying that the fear is that Shema Timotei Islandis and the part of the Tzara. So he married, he did Yibma on this one particular girl, Ktana. He liked her better. And then it turns out, so then the Tzara, the co-wife, goes and marries somebody else. Then it turns out that the woman whom he married, the girl he married, becomes an Islandis. So the marriage of the Tzara was illicit. That's a Gantz Balabat Nashateretz. Okay? that doesn't talk to the issue we're talking about now, which is Kiddushei Taos. So Rabbi Osai, let's refocus one more time. Now, the Rimi Kurvil is a Chiddush Nifla. Why is it a Chiddush? Were it not for the Rimi Kurvil, I would have said that it all depends at the moment of the marriage. At the moment of the marriage, he's not discussing whether he's going to die, when he doesn't plan, has no plans to die anytime soon. Not in his diary. He doesn't plan to die. So why are you bringing this into consideration? I would have said it's a toast. That's what I would have said. We can make the following suggestion. There's a very important tosis, which we spoke about a few times. It's really in two places in Shas. It's in Baba Kama, but it's also in Ksubis. And this is a Yisod God, which is going to come up time and time again in this discussion. Best place I can show you this Gemara, I believe it's quoted in the Mordechai. Once you don't have the Gemara's Ksubas or Baba Kama in front of you, the Mordechai, I believe, is Simon, I think, Chavtes or Lamed. Give a look. I'm going to open up to the back. I'd like you to see things inside. It's refreshing your memory from quite a few months ago, so Abaisai, time to refresh our memories. Let's see. Oh. And Simon Lama, the second line of the Mordechai, he quotes the Gemara Perikha Gozel. It's Kuf Yudam Beis at the end. Elameyata, Yavama Shinofle Mukashin, Tepuk Belo Chalitza, Tadata Dehochi, Lo Kitchenav Shemeikara. Had she known, she'd be stuck with this Mukashin, she never would have married his brother in the first place. Umeshani Menach Nayachla. Why the famous expression? Tav Lemes of Tandu Milemes of Armalu. That's the Gemara Rabosai in Baba Kama. Tav Kuf Yud Amud Bey is going over to Tav Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. That's the Gemara. At least you saw the Gemara for the moment. So the question is, how far do we go with that principle? That because I have some kind of I don't want some future event, so I can cancel the deal. The Tosfos Akasha here in Ksubas, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and it's also Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, basically the same Tosfos. It's wild. Kolam Alokeach Pora. I buy a cow, and the cow dies. Anan Sadi, Shalom and Azkein Lekocha. I mean, come on. Right? That's wild. The Tosfos' fundamental answer is as follows. Takes two to tango. Right? There are two people who can have a kapeid over here. There are two, yeah, quoting my Yavama. Quotes to read. Tavidumir de ka'omar hosam, nosan kesef lanshe mishmer, umeis, belongs to them. Kesef mechaber machza. Otherwise, he never gave the money. What does that mean? If someone steals and the person whom he stole was a ger and died with no yarshim, you have to give the money and bring a korban. What if he gave the money and the person gave the money and died before he brought the korban? So the kohanim can keep the money. That means that the kesef mechaber machza. Otherwise, he gave it betos. He didn't know he was going to die. What's so special about that kind of case? Eino toli ala b'nosein. There's no other party to that decision to give the money at that particular moment to pay back for the ger who died. So the kohanim get a windfall profit. It happens to be that week is their week. But he could have given it next week, and the different kohanim get a windfall profit. There's no other party on the other side of the table. Then yeshon alechas achadaita. V'kevet shebo toli Vaday ain't a world to the Kanas Mishum Safik. So therefore, he only wants to give the money if he's going to have some kind of a kapara. Not like a buyer and a seller. Because there, ain't no toli b'das hakona levado. He could not be das makne. Shaloya maknalo ledato. That if the cow dies, it goes back. He never would have agreed to sell it on that basis. But Yavama, nothing but a shchin, should be the dot to a kiddushin. Why? This is very important. Shebarolanu, shehulo yaake mishul shum, dover sheira achar misoso. Ki eno choshish mema sheira acharov. Was it Louis XIV? Après moi. After me, there could be a deluge. That's it. It's not. What I won't live to see, it doesn't concern me. See here too. What he won't live to see won't concern him. So therefore, if she's going to say, my dear husband, if you die, and there's a brother, the Mukashrin, I don't want to have any part of it, he'll be masking, what does he care? He's not alive, he's not around to see it. So therefore, that's the Gemara's Kasha Mesef. The Yavam is comparable to Kesef Mechab and Machzor. It's ending no one on the other side of the table either. The Kohanim are not really parties to it. But in any other case, where it's bilateral, then you can't just say, well, what I want. What if someone else is saying? You're not the only party over here. So therefore, this kind of sfera would not apply. This is what we suggest. This could be pshat over here, perhaps, and over here in our Tosis Yishonim, on our Beis, Amud Beis, as well. Let's chazer again. Let's look again one more time. What did he say over here? He said... You know what island is he? No. So we're saying what? She's not, the marriage was no marriage. She wouldn't have married had she known she's an islandess. Not true. Mayodeh bebiru sheyamus, she ktana. Lo yakbe bisman mua kokach miyah. What does he care? Since he doesn't, after he dies, it doesn't make a difference. As long as he's alive, she is a woman of 10 years old, like any other 10-year-old woman. Along those lines, perhaps. Perhaps. So Rabosai, let's discuss this for a minute. A man marries a ketana, and there's no simony of islandess at that moment. Nothing. Nothing. As we mentioned before, all these simony come after the age of 12. So wait a second. At that moment in time, it's not a kiddushei tos. Because no one in the world knew what was going to be. Again, now they have blood tests, I don't know, DNA. I don't think they can find out that an 8-year-old girl is going to be an islandess down the road. I'm not even sure. I'm not a doctor. Maybe look it up and find out for me. You can find out now that an 8-year-old girl is going to be an islandess. I'm curious. I'd like to know by taking a blood test. In those days, they couldn't tell for sure. So why is that considered to be Kiddush Etos? As a matter of fact, we saw the Ramban and Abbezim and Beis. It's exactly the reverse. The only time it's a Tos is when he marries an 8-year-old, 10-year-old, when you couldn't tell that she was an islandess or not. No one could tell. They had no tests to tell. I'm sure we have today tests to tell. If I care, says the Ramban, if he married a 15-year-old, a 20-year-old, it's not considered a Kiddush Etos. You know why? You should have checked it out. You should have checked it out. If you didn't check it out, so it's you have Makabal everything. Quite a remarkable Kiddush over here, Rabosai. Quite a remarkable Kiddush. Where do you find this concept, Rabosai, that you should check it out? Take a look in Tosis, Rabosai. Samech Hei Amad Al. I'd like to show whatever I can show you. We don't have a Kiddush Ramban in front of us, but this we do have. It's on the other side of the equation, but it's a similar idea. This is an important Gemara. The Gemara is a case of a woman was married once, twice, three times, and she had no children. Okay. And we want to know, so she married a fourth time, and presto, she has kids. Whoa. All three divorced her on the ground, especially the third, with no ksuba, because it's your fault. Leave out the word fault. It's because of you. You can't have kids. Once, twice, three times. You can't have kids. So on that ground, she divorced her. Now she has kids from the fourth. Mal de titpe le shlishi. Hey, I can make a profit. I have to pay for my kid now. Go back to the third husband. So you divorced me because you thought I was infertile. Obviously, I'm not. Maybe it's your problem. Because I had a kid. Do you have a kid? Hmm? I'm not get that joke dramatic. But in any event, she had a kid. Amina la, lady. Shtiku sayich yafa midiburayich. Be quiet. The Matzi Amala, ano adata dehachilo gerashtich. I would never have divorced you. I loved you. I thought you were. You couldn't have a child. You know, the Puruvu requires me to have a child. Amala. Again. Maskif la. Rav Papa. Ii shaska. Anan mishaskina. Nimsa get bottle. Banem amzerim. That one kid she finally had after her fourth marriage, four letter word. Mem zayin resh. Chman al Islam. Because the third get was on false pretenses. Right, that she's infertile, but not, she can have a child. El Armina, hashtu debriyasa. No, at the moment that he divorced you, you were infertile. You better hope you were infertile, because what they get is a good get. Later on, whoops, some, I don't know what it was, miracle, a near miracle, you became healthy, and now you'll be able to be capable of conceiving. That's an important Gemara on Afsamachay Amud Aleph. So Tosa over here discusses a little bit a problem for the Gemara Gitnav Memvav. Hamote ishto mishum islandis, Rabbi Yudah Omer lo yavzeh. Nises liyacha v'hoyo lo bonim. He told us, Ksubasa, what do we say? Shtiku sayach yofa midiburach. Frank Toysvis, I hi shaska anan mi shaskina. The question is the same as we asked over here. Maybe the child should be a mamzer. He says, no. Why? With a small aleph of the bachet. That's where I want to read out that important line. Kevan de lo choshash, not choshiv. Lo choshash livdog yofa besimone islandis. Gomar le bedaito le garish becholinyan. Ulahachi shaskinon. He didn't check it out carefully enough. Obviously, this woman, at the end of the day, was not an islandis. An islandis has no refuah. So the fact that she had a refuah means she's not an islandis. He assumed she was an analyst based on certain, you know, superficial check. Didn't do a good job. Since he didn't do a good job, so obviously it was the Dat Lagasho B'chol Inyan. A similar idea, Rabbi Osai. A similar idea. As opposed to the woman who's infertile, that's having no children, you can't check. They didn't have, like today, have all kinds of workups and fancy doctors. We just don't have that today. They didn't have that then, so there was nothing to check. Take a look at the very end of the same Tosfos. The very end of the same Tosfos. The Lo Dama the Kilkul Bama in Refuah Moelas Kol Kach. Ulkach B'Shasha Girsha Lo Hoysa Basponim. The Lo Shchiach Shetis Rape Legamrei or V'Gomar better U'Megarishla. You can't be expected to worry about very unusual future events, right? That's all. So even though it's conceivable, no pun intended, that she should be able to conceive later on, but it's unlikely. So at that moment in time, she was considered a lav bas bonim. So we're going to have to say the following chiddush, Rabbi Osai. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, in the following case? If it's impossible to change, nothing, it just can't change. So what will happen, Rabbi Osai? If a man married a 10-year-old girl, and islandness is from birth, it's in the DNA, it's not a disease which develops. So we're going to make the following suggestion. If it's impossible to change, and you marry the ktana, turns out she's an islandness, it's considered to be kiddush etos. Even though at the moment, Rabbi Osai, that he married her, it was impossible to detect. The same thing over here. When you divorce her, it's impossible to detect. Afal Pikein is considered a gerush potentially betos. So my original assumption was simply wrong. I was assuming that if you can't detect it, you can't call it a toast. I'm wrong. Might not have kamina, Rabbi Osai. We had a discussion before. The Rabbi Moshe has a case, not only in the case of islandness, doesn't require a get, it's a toast. A man, Rabbi Osai. There can also be a few limited cases when if the marriage took place and he has such a serious mum, it's considered to be kiddush etos, and the no get is even required. Rav Moshe gives an example, we'll get to it later, of a psychiatric illness. Ramosha Chelik Alas in the Pei. Psychiatric illness is Kiddush Etos. What'll happen, Rabosai, in the following case? At the moment that she married him, the psychiatric illness had not yet emerged. But when it emerged a few years later, the doctors could swear on a stack of Bibles, it was there from birth. And according to my psychiatrist that I consulted in that case that we never solved, Rabosai, the Rabbanim and Eretz were not masking to Akulu. The case that I had of the person was borderline personality disorder, mental illness. So far, I got no love. No one was masking to the tshuva. They say it's not true. How do you know for real? And da 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 da. I haven't given up yet, but so far people are not being masking to me. But in any event, what would happen? I asked my psychiatrist, could there be a case where at age, he's 21, when he gets married, there's no manifestation. But at age 23, it comes out. He said, yeah, could happen that way. And I asked him again, if it happened at 23, was he sick from day one? Yes. So I thought until I understood it now that that's not considered Kedusha Tos. It's only in the future. No. If it's an inevitable future event, it can't stop, it has to happen, it's considered to be Kedusha Tos, even though it wasn't apparent to anybody. It was undetectable at that time. That is a chiddush. Fine. Once you're discussing Rav Moshe, some argue Rav Moshe and say there's no concept of kiddush etos, no matter how serious the mum may be in the man. Impossible. It is correct that nowhere in Shas does it ever say a kiddush etos in the case of a man. And there's some who say for good reason. You know why? Tavla Mesef Tandu, Mila Mesef Armel. Now, I read you that Gemara from elsewhere, but I would like you to see things inside. Take a look. I always like you to see these. If you see the Osios Machimos, to refresh your memories that we spent so much time on this, in Mesechter Yevamos, that phrase is found. So you can see it actually in the text. Where is it found? Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The last few lines in the Daf. Tavla Mesef Tandu, Mila Mesef Armel. Yeah. The Gemara in the last line is even more shocking than that. It's better to be married than to be single, that we can understand. But the last line is absolutely blows your mind. V'kulon mizanos v'tolos b'baleen. Whoa. You know why the woman wants a husband? Not so much for his company, as the way I understood it, psychological company. No. In case she decides to be extra married, to live with some other man, and it's to be an embarrassment for her if she's single, so she'll have a husband, and people will think, oh, it's the husband's child. That's a pretty low, it's a low life. I mean, come on. You're not going to get married, so you can have a, it's unbelievable. But the Gemara says so. As I told you, there are no cover-ups in the Shia. Whatever's in Shas, we show you. We have to analyze and see how to best understand it from our limited perspective. But this is what it says, Rabbi Osei. This is what it says. Okay. So now, Rabbi Osai, that we saw this yisod, we want to discuss the issue of is Rabbi Moshe right or not right? Oh, right. Yes.
What point exactly did Rabbi get from that if there's a problem with Shas Kedushin and it was undetectable, that's what you should tell us? That was
from. Would I get it from? I got it directly from our Gemara. The Ramban says so beferish, because the Ramban says the case of Tos is when she was a Ketana. And when she's a Ketana, you can't tell she's an Islandist yet. That's beferish.
Because of the fact that it existed,
because it was from birth. Right. Right? That's it.
Just based on Ramban, Tos just agrees
with
Ramban.
Tos, I think, agrees with the Ramban in principle. Yeah. Right. But the Ramban said it beferish. Okay. So now Rabbo said like this. We saw the Gemara in Baba Kama. We read it together in the Mordechai, Simen Lamed. Simon Lamed. But if you look there, Rabbi Osai, if you look there, Tosis in Baba Kama, on those words, Adata the Hochilo Kitcha Navsha, says that the Gemara is referring to a case of Nafla Minha Erusin. Erusin, which means no physical relationship. Nafla Minha Erusin. But Tosis suggests in Baba Kama that Nafla Minha Nisuin, what do you mean? she gained something. She has a physical benefit from her husband for all the years of their marriage. And there's no umdana de muchach that she doesn't want to be married to him. So if that's the case, Rabosai, so it's all over. Once the couple is married, physically, then there's never going to be an umdana de muchach that she doesn't want to be married to him. Oh. So this goes back now to the Tosfos that I quoted to you before. But Tosfos says it depends if it's bilateral or unilateral. Oh. We say it as follows. If it's unilateral, it all depends upon the one person. Right? So therefore, Rabosai, it's clear that the woman wouldn't want to be married to be zukuka to a mukashkin. He doesn't care. So presumption is that was the understanding, even though it wasn't articulated. So too, a man gave money for atonement for his stealing from the ger. If there's no atonement, because he's going to die before the korban, and the kesef is not makabel matzah, so then the money wouldn't go to the kohanim. Oh. Contrary, says Rabosai, what will happen? A woman marries a man, and nebuch, he becomes a mukashkin. Tosis beferish and ksubis, that kedushin is valid. He doesn't want to be invalid. He needs a woman to take care of him. Nebuch, he's a mukashkin, but he's entitled to have someone take care of him. So that kedushin would not be batel. Oh. So the Tosis of Rosh Rabosai, in Baba Kamadav Kuf Yud, quoted the sheet over there, says, the reason why the Nisuin is not batel is for a different reason. He doesn't want his bias to be bias nus. Rabosa, I'm asking you a question. Where's the person frumer? In this world or in the next world? I would say the next world. There's Mamasha and the Shama Tahora. So does he want, in retrospect, that all of his BS for 50 years of marriage should be BS nus? So what do you mean he doesn't care what happens after he's dead? That may be true, but he cares after he's dead how we're going to view what he did in his lifetime. He's not going to be, he's under the grill. They're putting him under the microscope, checking out all his mitzvahs and his averis for last 70 years of his life. So Baruch Hashem is doing okay. Thank God he seems to be making it to Baruch Hashem. All of a sudden they pile on 50 years worth of BS nus. No, I don't want that. It's going to tip the scales against him. Chmona Litzlan. That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, that's it. Rabbi Kivag is so enamored of this Svara that he asked in Daf Mem Zayin and Ksubis, why didn't Tosfos say so? So I thought, this goes back to what we spoke about, what's the nature of the Easter of B.S. Nus? A man, it's Nebuch in the headlines this weekend, about what they call today non-marital relations. They call it premarital. I don't want to use that word. Non-marital. That's what it really means. Pre, who said she's going to get married? Okay? Non-marital. Non-marital relations. What's wrong with it? According to the Rambam, Rabosai, it's an Issa Doraisa. Pony Abola, Issa Kodesh and Kadesha. So we have suggested, if you recall, that's not considered to be Derech Ishus. You can't violate this retroactively. This doesn't happen. Because at the time that you lived with her, it was derech ishus. It can't be, if a man lives with a woman who turns out to be chas v'shalom, a relative of his, he didn't know. So he didn't have air, just didn't know, all right, didn't have air, to be a korban. Here, at the time, it was considered to be derech ishus. You may remember, Abosai, we wanted to read this in to the words of the Beis Shmuel and Simon Kuf Nun Zayin Sivkot and Vav. What happened over there? Very major chiddush. The Mari Bruna said, and it's quoted in the Ramah there, that if a man wants to marry a woman, she says, I love you dearly, but I'm not going to marry you. Why? What do you find objectionable to me? Oh, I love you. You're tall, you're dark, you're handsome. Allah Milas. So why won't you marry me? because your brother, the Mugashchin. Brother, yeah, my brother, you're marrying me. Yeah, but you know, I read in the papers that 10% of couples don't have any children, and therefore I'm chas v'shalom don't have any children. I learned the Torah says Yibum, and I'm not, I refuse to marry you. He's distraught. Goes to the rabbi, his name is Marie Bruna. Rabbi Marie Bruna says to him, no problem. You marry with a condition. What's the condition? In the case this marriage ends, and you if you die with no children, the marriage is null and void. It's kapaskin la'aloch and shulchan aruch and simukuf no zayin tzivav in the Rambam. Frank the Beis Shmuel, gewalt. But kiddushin al tanai is a disaster. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, ein adam osa bilaso bilas nus. No one wants to put himself in that situation. Chas v'shalom. Says the Beis Shmuel a few words. Lo shayach lomar shalom eskayim atnai. It's impossible that in his lifetime the tanai will not be fulfilled. What does that mean? In his lifetime there can never be a bias nus. Can't happen. Because it's only going to happen if he dies without children. You never know he dies without children. I'll say he's now 80 and she's 79. No children are by side. This is not sorry, man. The answer is it's still not clear. I can see two eventualities which will prevent any BS-ness. One, she dies before him. And two, he divorces her on his deathbed. He says, do me a favor, honey. I'm dying and the doctor's gonna be one more day to live. Do me a favor, I'll give you a get now. It's gonna be an irrelevancy. This way, there'll be no Zika, because that Mukashkin is still alive, and there'll be no Zika. We won't have to go through this whole, you know, tonight to be fulfilled. So we will have been married for the last 50 years. Now we'll have been not married. Okay, honey, I'll take the get now. She has to take the get. You know what? She saves a shiva too. She's not trying to do that after 50 years of marriage. Maybe she'll even go through the shiva, the pro forma. But yeah. So there are two other possibilities, no matter what their age are, is that to avoid it. That's what he wanted to suggest. That the nature of the Easter of Bias Nus, even though it's an Easter Daraisa, going to the Rambam, is different than other types of Easter Bia. It's different. It's different. There's a problem which we wrestled with. This Gemara Daf Mem, yes?
But we're losing that since Bashas Mais doesn't have to end up being a Bias Nus, that itself is enough to, according to the Rambam, take it out of Bias Nus.
It'll never be a Bias Nus, because the nature is a Bia B'derech Nus. We pointed out, remember, it has to be with premeditation.
Premeditation. So really the fact that it may not, meaning if he was nifter, then it wouldn't end up being business, but since it's possible that it won't be business.
If he passes away first with no children, that's when the possibility of BS exists. Right. Exists.
But since it may not happen automatically, is it? Is that what you
would... Since it may not happen, so it's never considered to be business. It can't be worked retroactively. I asked Akasha if he's 80, she's 79, not having kids anymore. So then it's now, every beer they have after that will be a problem. The answer is, you have to wait till 80 and 79. Once she's postmenopausal, Achrei below si hoysel the Edna, that's sorry, Menu. I don't know if it's happened since.
They might have kids.
What?
They might have kids. That's also a reason that.
I'm saying, so once she can't have any children anymore, so then all the beers from the age, I don't know, 50-something till 80-something should all be beers nus. It was no, she could die before him, we can give her again. That's it. Fine. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Zechiah grapples with the problem. The Gemara in Ksubis, that Mem Zayin, says, Shelo Kosev lo ela manas lekonsa. That's the whole context over here in the Tosfos in Mem Zayin. He only gave her Tosefes Ksuba with the intention of actually marrying her fully. He gave her the Tosefes Ksuba during the period of Erisin. It was supposed to be for the Nisuin, for the physical relationship. The question becomes, what's Tosfos talking about in that kind of situation? That kind of situation seems that requires two. Two. There, Rabosai, depends on somebody else. The Kala. What do you mean? He only gave the Tosefes Ksuba if he was going to live with her after Nisuin. But he merely promised her $1 million of service to her, and she's you know, thinking about it already from right now. What about her? Psh. What about her? So the Mishnah asks this kasha. He says, well, she doesn't care since she won't lose. She's only not gaining. Rabbi says, who's the next? Just imagine, you win a lottery, and someone says, I can't give it to you because I don't like the way you look. Oh, no problem, I just didn't lose. What? What do you mean? So here she won this lottery in the Tosefta's Ksuba, and the husband died before the Nisa woman. She doesn't care, she didn't lose. She's entitled to that game. Difficult answer. Difficult answer. Others say, he quotes this himself from the Pnei Moshe, that Umna Gedola Ad Ma'od is a non-sade, that you will not mechayiv yourself, even if the other guy is gonna lose. And some learn Pshat Tosin Mem Zayin Ksubas that way. Anan Sade, when you wrote a Ksuba with $1 million Tosefis, Anan Sade, that no one would want to do such a thing if he's going to die before the physical relationship. And presumably the Pshat is that not only does he know it, but in effect, in a sense, she also knows it. It's Anan Sade. Everybody knows. And he extends it, doesn't know the Behuda, to a case of somebody, about someone who's selling something. That's the case over there that Tosus is describing. In Ksubas Daf Mem Zayin, Omid Bey is the same Tosus. Tosus is talking about a case of somebody who sells something and doesn't need the money. A bit of a complex case. Where is that? That's on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. Again, in Masechta Ksubas. Tosus makes a comparison. Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. Zom l'schil zuze hadri zvini. Oops, hadri zvini. The Tosis goes through various cases. Various cases. And they say, they go into our discussion from before. He says as follows. Since it's clear, Gila Daita B'Shas HaMecher Oma Liz De Lisbon Ture Kozovin. Otherwise it's Dram Shebelev. Okay? Some things you don't even have to say anything. Gives examples. Shtar Mavrachas, etc. Even though someone else is going to lose, but since it's a non-tzadik, that's what the No Debi Huda says. Alright. Fine. So now, Rabosai, it's very important. We're assuming, Rabosai, that if the woman wouldn't want to be married because of the Yibum to the Mukashchin, the Rama assumes the marriage is no marriage as long as it's spelled out. As long as it's spelled out. Now, Rav Moshe takes this in an unbelievable step further. But I mean, it's unbelievable, Tshuva Rav Moshe. You can look it up later. Evan has a chelik dalet simon kuf chof alf, the very last Tshuva, I believe. An incredible case. A woman married a man who was a communist. Let's take it back. He was going to the Russian army, and the brother was a communist. Rav Moshe is absolutely clear. No one in her right mind would be willing to marry a man who's going to the Russian army very shortly and likely to die there, because the Russian army was not a place where you came out alive most of the time, or I don't know, actually both, a good chunk of the time. The brother's a communist, and not going to be even a chalitza. She must not have realized that there's a Zeke over here. Maybe she thought, she was a shtickle lamdan, that a communist is a mumer. We saw that Mordechai, a mumer, maybe there's no din of Zeke. That's how much credit Rav Moshe gives her. She knew about the Maram and the Mordechai. Well, I knew partly, half about it. That's why she agreed to marry him. Had she known that we passed differently, that there is a Zika to a brother, a communist, she clearly never would have married him. That's a Chiddush Nifla Venoira Ad Ma'ot. I'm just letting you know, Rav Moshe said so. I don't know if anyone else accepts that din. But over here in the case, Rav Osai, where they actually made a Tanai when the brother's a Mukashrin or a communist, right, Mumar, then that Tanai presumably would be effective. We wouldn't say it almost be nus, but to assume it without a Tanai, this we would not do. You care about that? Yes.
So that's what later was saying also to the Chief of the Mormon Baal Kama, because it's not just You need Tosas in Ketubas to say this, or?
No, not necessarily. No. So let's go back to Baba Kama. Let's go back to that Maharami Wittenberg. That's a very important Maharami. Please go back to there. It was quoted in the Mordechai Simon Chav Tes and Lama. We were there before just to read the Gemara. Let's go revisit that quotation. It's over here on page Vav. Open up, please. Page Vav in our Mordechai's. So there is one sheet that holds that way. Chav Tes begins. From Hoya Bal Mumo Vyoshva Tachla Vaonas Umes Bimumruso Bilobonim Aina Zakukaliovam Lav Ochivu. No Yibum, no Chlitza, the Baal's a Mumar. Okay, it's a Chiddush. What happens if it's Nafal Lefnei Mumar? Right? So they quote Rashi. Rashi says no. And therefore, this is what Rashi says against the Gaonim. V'nir l'haram, the Rami Wittenberg, l'havi riot to the Gaonim. That we saw. Let's go a little. We're not going to read it all over again. Read it again. Pirish nichalu de baal kolduhu. That's nichalu not to the husband, the prince charming, to the ugly duckling, the Mukashrin, right? She's willing to take a chance on the Mukashrin after 50 years of marriage to a Prince Charming. She'll handle whatever number of years Hashem gives her with the ugly duckling. You know, it's Kedai, Rabosa. Kedai. Okay. Says the Marami Wittenberg. As follows. Im ken legabi mumor, to lekalim emarachi, the anan sadi, to lo nichalo lisyabelo, why? Ki avirena al das, lovo olah begoyos, because he's treated like a goy, because man she needed, he'll also be with her. Varai, anan sadi, to lo nichalo, im ken nafka af below chalitza, im ein shem yovam elohu. Kosav Aram, Afa Pishay Vesi Rai al Divrei Gaonim, Lomlaani Libi Lavra al Divrei Rashi, Kasher Bo Mizem Maisa Liyodi. What's Rashi? Rashi said in the Tshuva that we don't rely on the Gaonim. Okay? Fine. Now, the lashon of the Gemara in Baba Kama is a bit complex. Go back to the Mordechai where we read it. One more time. Fret the Gemara, Me'at Yov, Yavam HaShem B'Mikoshchin, Tebulei B'lo Chalita, Adelach Yilo Kitcha, Lo Kitcha Nafsha Me'kara, U'mishani, he doesn't quote the full Gemara, U'mishani, Anan Sadi, D'meinach Naichala, Tav L'meisav Tandu L'meisav Amu. That's the lashon of the Gemara. And who needs an ansadi? Even without an ansadi. Unless there's no an ansadi in the other direction, we should say that she is mukudeshes. This is a problem. So the Beis Halevi talks about this at some length, says, I'll give you his words. Kevin lo hisna sashim tipol lefnei amukashchin lo tia zekukalo. She didn't say so beferish. That's the Tanai of Maribi Bruna. Pshita de nichala. So it's takan anan sadish, and she didn't make it tonight, and she's willing to be with this mukashchin chiddush nifla in the Beis Halevi. The Chazanish says no. Only some women want to be with a mukashchin. Once some women would be willing to be in a mukashchin, then is no longer an anansadi of the nemuchach, that she doesn't want to marry this handsome fellow. And therefore, even if this particular woman doesn't want, it's Ram Shebelev. from Shebelev. That's a Chazon Ish pshat in the Gemara. That's interesting. The Yeshuas Yaakov understands the Machlokas Rashi in the Maram. According to Rashi, Nichola means the Baal Sholem. And according to the Maram, Nichola, the Yavam Mukashchim. That's why the Maram was able to say that Nichola Yavam Mukashchim, as opposed to a Mumer who's going to force us to do Averis, Igoyis, Nidus, etc., etc., etc. The question is, it's against the Mefurash Gemara. What's the Gemara? Dav Dalid Omar Aleph, Masechta Yavamos. Take a look. Dav Dalid Omar Aleph. Says the Gemara, sixth line. Minayin liyavama shenafli mukashchin, shen chos min osa, Rashi. Ein sos min tanosel lekufo lisyabem lo, elekofen oso v'choletz, shenemar, lo sach samshor bedisho, ki yesh ruachim yachtov, etc., 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 etc. So what do you mean? The mefurash Gemara, that lo nichala be mukashchin. What are you talking about? That's why you force the Mukashchin to divorce his wife. You force it. Yeah? So we could suggest, Rebosai, that Rashi holds that you require a chalitza from a Yavam Mumar, as the Mordechai quoted. Why? Because Nichala Bebal. That's how the Achronim wanted to learn. Shuas Yaakov learned. Nichala by Rashi is not Nichala in the Yavam. It's Nichale and the Baal. And therefore, if you're Nichale and the Baal, it's irrelevant if the Mukashchin is a if the Yavam is a minus 10, Mukashchin, or minus 20, a Mumar. It's irrelevant. Her Nichale is not in the Yavam at all. The Nichale is only in the Baal. The Ramarama learned Nichale and in the Yavam, Mukashchin, but not a Mumar. Nafkamina Rabosai, what'll happen is the Mum and the Baal. According to the Maram, she requires a get. She wants kol dehu. According to the Rashi, perhaps not. That's what might come out. However, the Beis Halevi, after quoting this pshat, said it's not really true. Because the Beis Yosef quotes another Maram, who says, according to Rashi, it's clear that she even would want a Baal Mumar, and it's not considered a schus for her to receive a get. You may remember we discussed the Gemara, to look in the back of the Masechta Yavamos. Here it is. Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We just came from there. Hamazak get l'ishto b'mokom yavam mahu. Right? B'mokom k'tata mahu. Or yamazak get, what happened if the Baal is a mumar? So would you say get zikah would work? As according to Rashi, not. So the Truma Sedeshin is, what do you mean? Rashi is nichale be baal shalem, right? Not with a yavam mumar. So the Beis Halevi answers no. The Rashi holds like the Maram, nichale be mukashchin, koldu. I mean, the fact that he requires a chalitza by a mumar, apparently that's also somewhat nichle. There's no anan sadeh that she would absolutely not want to get married if she'd end up with a mumar at the end of the day. Adkan, I'm just giving briefly some of the highlights of this Beis Halevi, who talks about this at great length, this sugya. It's in Chela Gimel, I think Simon Gimel and Dalit. So this is all, says the Beis Halevi, if she married a guy who was a sholem. It can't be matter, impossible. Can't. What happens if she marries a man and he's a mukashchin? He hid it from her somehow or other. Put on a lot of makeup? I don't know, can you do that? Whatever. Maybe he's only mukashchin in his whole body. Right? He's a very frum guy. He works, you know, always wears a shirt and a tie like this. Right? And he wears, you know, not so frum. You can't see anything on me besides my face and my hands. What else can you see? I'm just wearing a regular suit and a tie. Huh? Let's say great, they get engaged, they get married, and then it's time to, you know, get a little bit, take off a little bit more. And he takes over a little bit more, and she goes berserk. His whole body is covered with boils. So instead of doing what she's supposed to do, or was planning to do, she puts all her clothes back on again, runs to the rabbi, says, I want out. Mugashrin. Every part of his body is filled with boils, except from his hands on here, because he always wore a suit, and that he took care of, and his face. I can't handle it. I don't know. I never learned the Hilchos Mugashrin. Is it only if your Mugashrin is the part that's visible to the outside world? Maybe his whole rest of his body is full of boils. She doesn't want any part of it. Says the Beis Halevi, Kiddushei Tos. Kiddushei Tos. That's what he says. Tos. A tos. Rabosai. Even if she had a... Imagine the following case. That's how I can imagine this. I have the case. The husband is a frumma. He says, listen, dear wife, my chassan teacher told me that I can't take off anything until it's absolutely pitch black. Crazy chassan. Okay, good. Okay, what's the chassan teacher? So he puts off all the lights, and nothing is visible, zero. So he's wearing his long-sleeve shirt, and the same, his tie, and everything like that. And she thinks, hey, this guy's great, okay. Then all lights are off, takes off everything, and then they have a bias mitzvah. And then she wakes up in the morning, and she runs to the rabbi. He says, wait a minute, but this is already nisuin, this is already a bia, this is already a physical relationship. Says the Beis Halevi, afal pikein, it's a toast. I, the Mefurash Gemara over here, in Masechta Yevamos, take a look over here in Yevamos. Kuf Zayin Omen Aleph. Take a look, the very first words in the Gemara. Ein Tnai B'Nisuin. Ein Tnai B'Nisuin. You can't make any Tnai B'Nisuin. Why? And other, take a look at Tosfos. And other mostly Bilos or Bilas Nus. Says the Beis Halevi, that's a Tnai. But Tos is different than Tnai. Tos is different. Tos, it can be Kiddushei Tos in this kind of a case. Wow. Wow. If this is the question, how far do you go with this? How far do you go with this? Rabosai, what will happen if it's a mistake not in its physical reality, but in halachic reality? His or hers? His or hers? So the whole discussion, Rabosai, in the following case. Let's say he's a Kohen, she's a Grusha, and one of them hides that fact. Either he hides that he's a Kohen, or she hides that she's a Grusha. I would have said, forget about it. There's no greater Kiddushos in the whole wide world. Yet the Gemara says no. Comes the Chazon Ish with his poetic style and says as follows. Quote, the machoshiv tnai umalo, whether it be tnai or tos, toli b'chozek ha-cheshek shelo inyan ha-she'ose, u'v'chozek ha-hefseh shel ha-chashah she'osira mesupok, u'v'niseis l'sholein, she's not considered the ma'alibah tnai. We don't say, who needs Marie Bruna? Just say it's an automatic tnai. Chazon says, no. She has a big taiva for this guy, Prince Charming, and she's not thinking about ugly duckling right now. So says the Chazon Ish, Chai Ve'lavin. He didn't know that she's a Grusha, and he's a Kohen. He didn't know she's a Mamzeris, and he's a Kosher. You require a get. Why? Rabbi said the Gemara is in Masechta Ksubis, that if she has Mumin, a certain Mum she has, the marriage is considered invalid. She has even certain nedarim which she has might be considered invalid. But if she's a mamzeres or a grusha l'kohen, that's less of a problem. That marriage is valid. Yes, the Chazon Ish. Answer the Chazon Ish. Yes. Yes. He says there nedarim woman quote. This is Chazon Ish speak. Nafsho shel adam Soledes mehen. You ever hear of Yad Soledes? Recoils. So you recoil from a balas mum or even from an adronis. But this gorgeous, beautiful, nether-free woman, only one slight problem. She is a grushi rakai, and she's a mamzeres rakasha. Well, we'll find a heter. It's not so bad. The yetzara works overtime. Maybe, you don't know, you can't trust anybody. Why? The Gemara says in Chagiga, Arayas nafsho shel odem mecham dasan. People love beautiful women. Ay, Rabosai. Come on, he's a Frumiyid! A Frumiyid! A Frumiyid! Rabosai! How can we say it about him? He makes the following construct, Mr. Chazanish. The man courted the woman, was engaged to the woman, we're at the wedding, we're under the chuppah, he's about to put the ring on her finger. Just imagine. How they say about the goyim? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Someone says, I have something to say. What? She's a grusha. You're a kohen. Says the Chazon Ish, like in the movies. At that moment in time, he's not ready to hear it. He's not ready to hear it. He'll find a het that will either knock out the first wedding or I'll decolonize me. You know, all these funny hetan people have these days. He's not willing to hear it. He'll regret it tomorrow. Doesn't matter. You only take into account his mindset at that very moment. This is from Chazon Ish's Lashon. Nei la'achar hisbonis yischarit im noda lo berega kiddushin v'chupa shesameach b'kirvas u'misatir b'yirichuka. We have to don him im hoya shav kerega v'kovash yitzro. And there's no umdana demuchi would done so. You know, the entire shidduch was betos and Yisrael is becheskas kashus. It's only a suffek in my yashav berega kiddushin. It's not an umdud demuchach. It's dvarim shebelev. Unbelievable. Chazon Ish, he knew human psychology better than anybody else. That's what he says. Amazingly. Okay. Now we're running out of time. I'm not even close to where I wanted to get. But let's just discuss one more thing. Now the rest will have to postpone Mitzvah to Sunday. I want to review report. Sunday shears at 9:30. So if someone's not here, you have to communicate with them. Okay? So those people about Sunday shear. Okay. At 9:30. I have to catch a plane. Yes?
Now basically, didn't he always say that didn't he say the Maskani is still required of a get even in a case for the Baal Mishnah?
That's the question. That's the question. We will see later. I thought we'd get to it today. Probably not. That the Beis Halevi may want to say that you require a get midrabbana or misafik, and Rav Moshe goes a step further. We're not up to that yet. Again, I wanted to get there today. I don't think I'll be able to make it.
There was a theoretical view that he said that he could.
Yeah, but in print on a level of the rice at least. We'll come back. I have only one more thing. I only have only a few more minutes to go. Let's at least touch the Tosfos on Beis and Beis, the second Tosfos. We did the first Tosfos. Let's at least touch a little bit of the second Tosfos. And Rabbi, I would say that for Sunday Shir, it'll be Kedai if people have a Gemara Ksubis with them. You may recall we spent a lot of time on Ksubis. Bring a Gemara Ksubis with you. I'm sure you can find it'll be helpful. Okay. It would have been helpful today also, but it'll be more helpful on Sunday. Rabbi Osai, Tosis Bezim and Bez, the second Tosis. The Mishnah says, V'chulon imesu o mianu o nizgarshu o nimtsu islandis tsarosein mutaros. We understand. The Erva died, right? Or there's a miyun, or there's a divorce. Or island is Saratan Mutas. Viata Yochol Loma Bachamoso, Uvem Chamoso, Vem Chomiv, Shinim Su Islands, or miyun. Why not? If you have a child, you can't be an islandess. Right? It's impossible. Tata Disastrin. It's impossible. Says Tosis. Vim Tomar, all right, you can't have an islandess, but you have miyun. Mashkachas lamiyun b'kiddushay tos. The Tana of Rabbi Yishmael. Afilu b'no mukav al kseifo mema'enes v'olechas lo. Where can this be found? This Tana of Rabbi Yishmael tells you can look on that Kufman base. It's there. Now, Rabosai, The word Kiddushei Tos is not found, to my knowledge, there. But the fact that, well, let's take a look. Don't trust me. Let's look on Kuf Mibeis. Please look. Kuf Mibeis, please. Never trust the Rebbe, for sure. I can't trust anyone. Kuf Mibeis, Rebbe Osai. The last two lines. Ezu shekidushei kedushei tos, shafilu b'na murkav lo akseifa b'mahenes v'holeches lo. That's considered to be a case of kiddushei tos. So it says it's considered to be kiddushei tos. Hold on. So the question becomes, what do you mean I can't find the case? I have a case of me and my kiddushei tos. Tiret rivan, demasnisen aire biktanos. The Odo Marie, which is not a new teretz, but it's explained the first teretz, the bekidushei tos, mitzil and matzil and meimar, tafilu miyun ena tricha. You don't even need a miyun by kidushei tos. Umemaenes rabbi shmol, lav dafka, tafilu lo miyano, lav ishtohi. It's nothing. Based on a Gemara Mesech, the needed afnun beis, he gets involved in a somewhat complex problem. And the very, just, I know, I have no time. The very last line in Tosis, the last line, is of the Kiddushei Tos, he holds in a Madik Super Sayan Dalet. Kiddush al Tnai Ubolo, Einot Sricha Hemenu Get, Vahainu Kirabi Yishmoel. That's a Gemon Ksubis, Rabbi Osai, Dav Ayin Dalet Amin Aleph. Wait a minute. Are we comparing Kiddushei Tnai to Kiddushei Tos? That would appear, right? Because we started talking about the word toast. That word is found in faith. We thought not kuf from base. Now Tosis is talking about a case on Ayin Dalet and Aleph in Masech Tuksubis. There the Gemara doesn't use the word toast. The Gemara said Kitcha al Tanai. The answer is on that same daf and Ayin Dalet and Aleph, they bring in Rabbi Yishmael about what the Gemara here called Gushet Toast. Apparently there's a linkage between Tanai and toast. Again, Rabbi Yishmael's case is called toast on the Yavam Mestav Kuf. The Gemara and Ayin Dalet talk about it tonight and cites Rabbi Yishmael. That there's a linkage over here between Tanai and Tos in this Tos over here on the Bezim and Bezim Masechta Yevamos based upon the Sugya in Masechta Ksubis on the Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Oh. So now, Rabosai, there's a problem. We saw a little bit in Tosis. And we have to link it to the previous Tosis. Talk about Islanders. I'd like to turn for a minute to the Nemuke Yosef, who also talks about Islanders. Take a look. Nemuke Yosef. Nemuke Yosef says, calls the Sefer Ayosha Rabbeinu Tam. Is Evsha the Islanders Shlohikeba Gita Midirabanan Baya? Not that we saw a quote in Autosis. Autosis said, when it comes to Islanders that he didn't know about, there's no need for a get. That was the whole assumption of Tosis Kasha. No need for a get, there's no Zika whatsoever. Here he says, no, Midirabanan, you would require a get. A new Chiddush, Rabbi Natan, that's not the way it's quoted over here. Where does all this come from? Comes from a Gemara on Daf Yud Beis. A Gemara on Daf Yud Beis. Why? Rava says, Bein Hikirba, Bein Lo Hikirba. Right? Even Hikirba, it is Muteres. Oh. So it's not so poshut. In Shulchan Aruch and Simon Memdal, it says, Islanders vadois, and you didn't know about it. 2 days, whether it's mekudeshes or not mekudeshes. It's safe for us to quote the two opinions. The Rambam writes by islanders, kiddushin gemurim. The tremendous fight. What's the case? Is the case hikirbo or lo hikirbo? So many poskim say it must be a case of hikirba. Otherwise, how can it be kedushin gemurim? comes to know the Behuda and says, no. The fact that you didn't check it out means you don't care. To the extent that it's Kiddushin Gemurin. Can you imagine that? The fact that you didn't check it out, it's Kiddushin Gemurin. Not just Suffolk, Kiddushin Gemurin. That's an amazing Kiddush. Rabosai, I resolved to stop on time, because I know if I wouldn't, I'll go another hour. Because we just want to stop right now in the middle of this discussion. We will continue Mitzvah on Sunday at 9:30 in the morning. We'll end by 11, B'siyat HaDeshmaya, and you have a whole week to Chaza. The official Bechina, the written Bechina, is in some the end of December, that's on your academic calendar. But more significantly for us, the Yom HaMites is the